Shut up!
Shut up. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday, I saw you holding hands with someone new. So what can I show?
Douglas.
I kept my composure
Douglas.
Just like
Douglas.
Everything was
Douglas.
Cool.
Douglas.
What song is that?
So
Douglas.
I'm building it.
He's building up.
Douglas.
Just keep going round and round.
Well, you are. Douglas.
Oh, the circles keep on top.
Douglas.
Oh, what?
Douglas, I don't want to hear any more of this stupidity.
Well, because I've been worried about if I was going to screw up like this.
Well, you did. And
Douglas.
You're sweating and you're nervous and you're walking around in
Actually,
circles.
Actually, can I just try one of the songs
no.
one more time?
No. And you're
Douglas.
Whispering and
sing
panting.
Like four songs.
And doing all this strange stuff and...
Oh, we're halfway there. Oh!
Douglas.
Oh, we're halfway
Douglas.
There.
Douglas.
Douglas, you...
Whoa!
Is that even listening? Is that listening?
Take my hand and we'll make it
up. What are you doing?
Living on a prayer.
Douglas.
Living on a prayer.
Douglas, you're panting.
Wow, you really projected on that one.
I was trying to do better.
Yeah.
Douglas. Was it, you're saying it was better?
No.
Yeah.
You projected
on my
that.
Pen.
Yes or no, Simon?
All right, no one in a million years is ever going to pay to hear you sing.
But just like, I did better, like, after just a few seconds like that.
No.
I can do a lot better.
Douglas, you're never going to do that.
See, the tightness that you were feeling opened up a little bit.
Oh, come off it.
Yeah, it's true, because, like, when your voice is tight, you cannot resonate. It can make you sound like you, someone who's a great singer or something.
It doesn't matter,
like,
none of it matters.
Maybe.
You're going to do it again, aren't
you?
Of course.
Douglas.
You could be... Mine.
Get out.
Again.
Get out.
Maybe you can live the dream.
Douglas, they're going to take you somewhere safe.
Make sure you get out safe, Douglas.
Mine was yours.
Thank you.
They're going to take you to a
it's
safe
a no,
place.
Douglas.
Thank you, Douglas.
The Don and Mike Show. Now I'm more important.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot about a record.
Douglas.
There. Douglas.
What happened with the song?
It's my gummy.
Douglas,
Donald, come off it, Paula.
You're panting.
Oh,
you're panting and walking in circles.
Sorry about that.
Douglas.
Douglas.
It's a no. Get out.
So your name is Katie Malone.
Oh, hold on. Let me just back that one up a little bit. Just
Douglas.
Some continuity.
For the love of God, Paula. You're not wearing panties.
Holding hands with someone new.
Douglas.
One more
Never
mind.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's a different song, at least. Foo Fighters.
They're not dumb. They're stupid. Don and Mike.
I'm tired of this stupidity.
I'm dumb. I had the same song loaded in there.
Good song.
I was just absolutely stuck on Douglas.
Douglas. You're mesmerized.
Douglas. Douglas.
Paula, it's a no. Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
My name's Douglas Davidson. I'm 28. I'm from Austin, Texas. And I'm a student. I've been trying to restart my singing, you know,
hobby
since I was 16.
I remember that.
Singing hobby.
I remember when he said, I've been I was waiting for career, and he said hobby.
Douglas.
Douglas. Douglas.
Back to match game.
All right.
08. Don, that's me and Mike. That's
Hello.
Him. Also, Homo Joe is sitting in for Howard Bernstein. And then we have... Buzz Gurdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And we have a really lame host, the MC with the least, Rob Spiewak.
Boo!
Hello, stars.
Rob.
Hello, Douglas.
Hi, Douglas.
Robert.
Who are our contestants for this round, Don?
Let's find out, Robbie. We have... Feist. Amanda.
Ah, yes.
Amanda Hug and Kiss. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Where are you from, Amanda?
Hendrick.
Redneck, Maryland, beautiful.
Hey, HB's out there.
That's right. She'll be pregnant tonight.
Our second contestant is Brandy. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
there.
Brandy.
Hello, Brandy.
Where are you from, Brandy?
Salt Lake City.
Beautiful. Thank you both for listening.
Wow. Right.
Excellent. Amanda and Brandy, we flipped a coin. Do you remember who won?
Off you go.
It was Amanda, remember?
Douglas.
Yay, I did win.
Amanda, pick A or B.
Douglas.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, Amanda, remember, try to match as many of the stars as you can. Hey, Amanda,
right.
Did you hear that Buzz Burbank is opening a restaurant?
I did.
Yes, it's true. He calls it IHOP, the International House of Blank.
Penises.
Hold on. Amanda.
That bitch!
Amanda, you jumped in. We're all supposed to write it down before you give your answer.
But thank you for saying that.
You are all thinking of the same thing.
All right, let's go to one of our backup clues.
Okay, let's do that.
Way to go, Amanda.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
The MC is not pleased.
Amanda is our first contestant.
You can shout
out.
Amanda. She can shout out that word anytime she wants.
Now, Amanda, don't answer until you're told to answer. Speak when spoken to, my dear.
He says gently as his fists are balled
up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, very good. Another stumbling block for Brittany and K-Fed's divorce. As you know, breakups are never easy, and they still haven't decided who's going to get custody of the blank. Amanda, please don't answer.
Please?
Of course.
Can I hear it again, please?
Another stumbling block for Brittany and K-Fed's divorce, Don. Breakups are never easy, and they still haven't decided who will get custody of the blank. Custody battle.
Boy, I'm
Brittany
stumped.
And K-Fed.
I am stumped on this one.
I'm in.
Brittany and K-Fed's divorce. Breakups are never easy.
Right. Joe, I don't need help, but thank you. I appreciate you being kind.
No
Part
peeking.
Of the game is struggling. That's really struggling.
No peeking, Mike.
I didn't peek. He thrust it at me.
Custody of what?
Because they still haven't decided who will get custody of the blank. Brittany and K-Fed. Amanda, you've been very good about not talking.
Thank you.
I know it goes against type for you. Is the panel right?
Not yet.
Just wait on Mike.
All right.
All right.
Buzz is in.
Yep, I think.
And Mike
is
in. All right, Amanda.
Mike is writing.
A stumbling block for the Brittany and K-Fed divorce. They still haven't decided who will get custody of the blank. Amanda, talk now.
I guess I'm going to have to go for the easy answer of kids.
The kids.
Funny.
Boo. I don't know what the funny MC was going for, so don't feel bad there.
I do.
All right. Amanda says kids. Don, what say you?
I love it when I can just reuse a card from before. Yes. Stools.
Not a match. Not a match. But they have a lot of them, don't they? Mike, what do you have?
Well, I didn't like the way the question was
didn't
formed.
Didn't like it? No.
And I had to say toe cheese.
Oh, okay. Not a match.
Underneath for you, I wrote something.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Not a match. How about you, Joe?
I said drugs.
Drugs. Possession of the drugs. No good?
Close.
No match?
The judges were looking for meth lab.
Yeah.
Who gets the meth lab?
I think that's a pretty good answer. No match there. Brandy.
Yes.
You're a fine girl, and this is a chance for you to move ahead.
Hold on, Rob.
I missed that writer's meeting.
Hold on a second. Let's go back. Sure. Let's go back to the host with the most. Right?
There's a lot of antagonism on the panel today.
Just so we're all clear, in your world, the perfect funny answer, give us the setup with the funny answer.
Yes.
All right. Brittany and K-Fed are getting divorced. Breakups are never easy, and they still haven't decided who's going to get possession of the meth lab.
Say what you're saying. So what you're saying is it's a white trash joke.
Exactly.
All right,
Roberts.
Get out.
Let's all say it together.
Boo!
All right, Brandy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
High School Musical hunk Zac Efron had an emergency surgery this week to have his appendix removed.
Now you're cooking with grease.
But don't worry, fans. The doctor did not damage his blank. Don't answer yet, Brandy. Have you seen the High School Musical?
I'm in.
Brandy?
Yes?
Have you seen High School Musical?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, listen carefully then, because you'll need to work double hard. High School Musical hunk Zac Efron had emergency surgery this week to have his appendix removed, but do not worry, money fans. The doctors did not damage his blank.
I'm in.
And I am. Mike is in.
And Joe?
I'm in. Joe just got a buzz in. There you go.
All right, Brandy. Musical hunk Zac Efron had his appendix removed, but don't worry. The doctors did not damage his blank. What do you say?
Taint.
His taint. Zac Efron's taint, Don. Do you have Zac Efron's taint?
No. I said his,
let's say it again.
I said his teen vagine.
No match.
I know he's a guy, but teen rhymes with vagine.
Once again, you were in the neighborhood, but you didn't stop at the house. How about you, Mike?
I said the doctor didn't damage his bowling trophy.
Not a match. What did you say, Joe? Taint?
I said penis.
Penis. Oh.
Oh, there it is.
Not a match.
Oh, that's not a match.
No.
Why'd everybody go O then?
Because it's a shocking answer.
Shocking.
Gay man.
Incredible.
Gay, 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 gay.
How about you, Buzz?
I said his thing.
Oh, yeah.
His thing.
No match there. But I love talking about Zac Efron's thing. Brandy, your chance to pick A or B.
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 B. And that's the appropriate letter for this. Oprah Winfrey was so impressed by the animated motion picture B movie that she's decided she'd like to make a cartoon herself. Oprah's going to call it Blank Movie.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Did you see B movie, Brandy?
No.
Okay. Listen carefully, because you're, again, going to have to work double hard. Oprah Winfrey was so impressed by the animated motion picture B-movie, I think we all were, that she's decided to make it a cartoon herself, and she's going to call it Blank Movie. Brandy, no answer yet. Is the panel right?
Josie.
Yep, I'm in.
All right, Brandy, Oprah is going to make a movie like B-movie, and she's going to call it Blank Movie. What did you say?
C-movie.
Yay!
C-movie.
That's what the funny MC was looking
for. That's what the funny MC wanted. Don, did you match up?
I just saw my answer.
What did you say?
Stool movie.
Not a match.
Not a match.
Working for me.
How about you, Mike?
I wish I'd said what he said. I had C-movie.
C-movie and a good picture of Oprah.
Picture of Oprah for you.
Once again, look for it at Mike O'Mara.
Don't send that to the museum, Mike.
No, MikeOmara.com. No. How about you, Joe?
I said Black Honey.
Black Honey.
Joe Hardinger.
Wow. Joe Hardinger.
I'd go see that movie.
Boy.
How about you? What'd you say, Bob?
I said C.
C movie.
All
right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brandy, you take a commanding lead. Amanda?
I remember coming home once.
Thank you,
my father says C's are not allowed in this house.
Brandy gets it.
All right, Amanda, you got to work hard to catch up here, okay?
I hear ya.
All right, Amanda, that's good that you hear me. Tom Cruise denies that he is the second most powerful member of the Scientology cult. In fact, those who are close to Cruise know that the only thing that he actually worships is blank. What does Tom Cruise worship? Amanda, don't answer
yet.
I wish
we didn't have any restrictions.
Yeah. I know. It's part of the fun of Match Game Over, isn't it? Amanda, Tom Cruise denies that he is the second most powerful member of the Scientology cult. In fact, those who are close to Cruise know that the only thing that he actually worships is blank. Don't answer yet.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Joe just is in.
I'm the last one I'm in.
All right. Amanda, Tom Cruise denies being a powerful member of Scientology. In fact, the only thing that he worships is blank. What does Tom Cruise worship, Amanda?
Himself.
He worships himself.
Ooh, good one.
That's some biting sarcasm there is what that is.
Man.
How about you, Don? Did you say Tom Cruise himself?
No, I said he admires Leah Remini's stool.
Oh, Leah's stool.
She's in Scientology.
Not a match.
What was it again? Read it to me again.
The only thing that Tom Cruise actually worships is blank.
I had ass.
Yes, not a match. Sorry about that, Amanda. How about you, Homo Joe?
I said KDC and Dan Snyder's butt.
Oh.
Oh, my. Aren't you getting randy?
Incredible.
Social commentary.
Black what is he, a faggot?
Black honey. Black honey. How about you, Buzz? Did you say black honey?
I said men.
Oh,
he
yeah.
worships men.
Oh,
allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, no match there. So the score going into the final round, Brandy 2, Amanda nothing. Brandy, A or B?
I'll go with B again.
B.
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 B. B.
Bees.
Bees.
They're tearing my flesh off.
Oh, tough break for candidate Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Yeah. According to a recent Harris poll, 78% of registered voters do not approve of her blank.
I'm in.
Brandy, do you plan to vote?
My turn?
Don't answer yet. Just answer this question. Do you plan to vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, listen to this then. Tough break for candidate Hillary Clinton. According to a recent Harris poll, 78% of registered voters don't approve of her blank. Not answer yet. Don, you're in. Joe is in. Mike, are you in?
Everybody's in. Right?
Oh, everybody's in. Good. Brandy, this is a chance for you to really break away and win. According to a recent Harris poll, 78% of registered voters don't approve of Hillary Clinton's blank. What did you say?
Crying.
Her crying.
Crying.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Remember when she did that?
Yep.
Don, crying. Do you have the tears of a beautiful woman?
No, I have her runny stool.
That was going to be her backup answer.
Yeah.
When will they learn?
Probably should have. No match. How about you, Mike?
I said I didn't have runny. I had simply stool.
Stool. Yeah. No match. How about you, Joe?
I said hairless sea.
Oh,
ew.
Wow.
Joe, Homo Joe is just out of control.
When is he a faggot?
Black honey, dog.
When is he a faggot?
That's my favorite answer. How about you, Buzz?
I said Hillary's cankles.
Oh, yeah.
Cankles.
There you go. All right, good news for you, Amanda. You can tie with two and win with three. So listen very carefully. Are you ready?
How do you keep track of the math in this game?
What I do is I make a chart.
Oh, very good.
Thank
okay.
you very much. Amanda.
Like his evolutionary charts.
Yes, charts.
In his house. Darwin charts.
I have them.
Yes. Where he's got the sign on it that says, stop right here.
They all unroll like an old movie screen or an old map. All right, Amanda. Everyone made such a big deal over the fact that David Letterman shaved his beard at the request of CBS Corporate. Next week, Dave is going to shave his blank. Mike is laboring over this one. He's literally scratching his head. Everyone made such a big deal over the fact that David Letterman shaved his beard at the request of CBS Corporate. Next week, Dave is going to shave his blank. Amanda, hold your answer, please. Homo Joe is in. Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
I'm in.
Just waiting on Doc.
I'm simply awful.
No, the phrase you're looking for is you're in.
No, I'm in, but I'm awful.
All right, Amanda. Next week, David Letterman, at the request of CBS Corporate, is going to shave his blank. What will he shave?
I would say stool, so I knew I'd get one of the answers right. All but right. I'm going to say his little Davy.
Little Davy.
His little Davy.
His little
Davy.
I think
we all know what that means.
I think I do. Don, do you have little Davy?
No, I said going to have to shave his son's pubes.
Oh,
that is terrible.
So that's awful.
Terrible.
That's
horrible.
Awful. That not is. Even funny.
Oh, I think you're only half
not
right there.
Not even funny.
Horrible. It might
sorry.
Be funny.
I'm
it might
sorry.
Be funny.
It's a horrible thing to say. What a horrible thing to say.
Mike O'Mara.
Little Harry's hair.
I went with the conventional answer. I said, Dave's going to shave his beanbag.
Oh, I love that picture, too. Not a match. Oh. Homo Joe.
I
shock
his pubic area.
Would you like to keep this one?
Give that one to Joe. Okay. To Homo Joe.
Joe, there you go. There's some.
I'll save that for a prosperity. I said pubic area.
Say it again, Joe.
Pubic area.
There you are. Not a match.
Not a match.
She said, okay. I said junk.
Little
David. Little David would count as junk.
Yeah. Rob gave me the no on that. What do you think?
I don't think so, because that's very general, and what she said was very specific.
What did she say? She said little Dave.
She said little Dave.
What did Joe say?
Pubic area.
Yeah, you got it.
Judges say yay. How about you, Buzz?
I said his junk.
Oh, okay. Well, then we've got a tie game, so we need
tie game.
We need a coin to flip, and I have no coin.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay, call it in the air, Amanda.
Heads.
I'm sorry, landed on Confederacy. I'm sorry. That means
Brandy. That means Brandy. You are our winner,
General Lee.
And Brandy, you'll be going to play final match with Katie.
Yay! Thank
Yay!
But don't be sad, Amanda. If we have for you a pair of
Homo Joe boxers,
game worn.
Thank you for playing the game, ladies.
Hold on there, girls.
Hold on there. Hold on, ladies.
What is he, a faggot?
I'm talking.
Boo.
Shut up.
Douglas.
Now, we don't need any more callers, right?
No, because now Brandy takes on Katie in final match.
And they've both been waiting. Katie's been waiting patiently on the sideline.
Exactly.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, and we're playing for $500. So we actually wind this up when we come back.
Well, unless they have to then play super match.
Oh, that's right. You always get mad that he's got his bonus, but it has to be played.
Yeah.
See, what I thought it would be, they'd win $250 with a chance to double it in super match.
God damn, why do you do this to me, Mark Goodson, Bill Todman?
Because it's fun, Douglas.
How about just the winner?
Douglas.
The winner gets $500.
And no super match at all?
No super matches where she picks or he picks one of us.
Sure, for an additional $100.
Okay, very good.
Is that good? Make
that's excellent.
Happy?
Everybody.
Douglas.
Yeah.
Douglas.
Stool.
My stool.
Beanbag boo. Black honey.
What are you doing?
Randy stool.
Oh.
Oh.
And did anybody notice last night? Seriously, someone must have gave Paula Abdul about 1,000 cans of Red Bull, and the editing was done in such a way there was no slurring.
Nope. Yep.
There was none of the bobblehead movement.
The only thing that I saw that was questionable was when she was tardy, when she was late, and it seemed like they made a reference to it, but they didn't make a big deal out of it. Obviously, they're doing quality control.
Didn't her eyes look runny?
No, she looked normal this year.
Her eye makeup looked like she had been crying or something.
She got up and she danced at one point. Yeah. I mean, she's not sloppy this year.
Well, these are all on tape. I think the proof in the pudding will come out later in the season.
Okay. So the proof in her pudding.
Yeah.
Paula pudding.
Stool pudding.
I love a nice bowl of Paula pudding.
Boo.
Shut up.
And his.
We've not even really discussed American Idol.
No, we haven't.
Buzz, did you watch it over the last two nights?
I did. I watched all of the first night and all but the last half hour of the second night.
Did you not watch the last half hour because of...
I couldn't take it any longer.
Really?
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
It was good.
It's just the same thing over and over again.
And you know how they're winning me over this year? I normally don't like this part where you have the retards. They're fooling you when you get someone who looks hot as balls,
uh-huh.
and they do the background on them, and they go like, I spent all my life picking up pig ass, and then the beautiful girl comes up, and you think that she's going to sing like a knockout.
Yeah, and they do the bait and switch couple. Yeah. They didn't do that in the previous season.
I like that. And me likey.
That's when I realized my time's been wasted.
No, Buzz.
You're
no.
never wasting your time because you never know when they're going to wheel out someone like Tempest Brown and her mother.
And call me an idiot, but I did like the Asian guy. I loved him at the end simply because of the song that he sang.
Do you know the one thing that Simon Cowell said last night? What? I swear to God, I said the same thing to my girlfriend.
Really, that it would be a hit record?
That whatever that lyric was with that melody.
My brother.
I'm your brother.
You are my brother.
I said to her, you know, hit records have been made of much, much less.
And they kept singing it and singing it and singing it. It was fantastic.
I loved it.
You missed it. The best part, Buzz.
Probably so.
Asian guy in like a Liberace costume.
Couldn't take it a minute longer.
Will you watch next week?
Probably not.
See, the problem is, Buzz, that in previous years, these episodes have all been like that montage of the Kelly. Did you stay long enough to see the montage of the Kelly Clarkson song?
Absolutely.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I did.
That's what it had all been previously.
Right.
This was so much better.
You know what I'm... You know, I'll tell you what I think is missing this year. What I'm looking for. I'd like to see just slightly more violent reactions to Simon. And everybody's kind of controlling that this year. And I heard... Where did I hear that maybe somebody had to be taken out in cuffs? Weren't we talking about that the other day?
Yeah, that was...
Where is that? Is that coming?
That was me seeing something wrong.
Really? Yeah,
they took a guy out, just not with cuffs.
That was me seeing a guy being taken
out. And we've got a lot more auditions to come. I think there's three more seasons.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. I want to see the violent reaction to Simon. I want to see a little more of that. Somebody who won't take it. Somebody who's on the cusp that really could go to Hollywood, could go forward, but really raves out. I mean, legitimately raves out. That man girl that they featured, she wasn't really upset.
Didn't you expect to see some of that in Philly?
Yeah, I really did.
Yo!
The one with the glitter
on. And either they're editing that out or it's just not happening. Who knows?
You suck.
You suck. No, worse than that, you know, where he really walks up to Simon 2 inches from his face and challenges him.
The guy that got my attention last night was the kid who said he'd never made out with a girl.
Yes.
And when he showed up with his father, Joe backed me up on this.
What is he, a faggot?
I thought, we've got our first openly gay American Idol contestant.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, it's his dad.
Ooh.
And now he's never made out with a chick. He's like 20 years old. When he makes it, when he gets his golden ticket, he runs through the door and he gives his dad a hug that's not really like a father-son hug.
It's a weird relationship.
Yeah. And the dad's got on that Kevin Arnold shirt.
Did he make it through or did he not make it through?
I think he did.
He did make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And he
the listen to me like this is something, something important. Mike, Russia did sign that.
Yes. I won't marry you.
But the girls, he kind of hugged. He hugged those girls sort of like he was afraid of them.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, he's obviously what's he been kept in a box or something? I mean,
or out of one.
I sure like the jewelry
his father's box.
The broken heart with the key to fit it.
Oh yeah,
you wear that?
I do.
But you wear both pieces.
I wear it as a ring.
Get this as well.
The kid, the singer, the Larry Bird looking teenager, a 19-year-old guy, never kissed a girl.
Right.
He's got a necklace that has a key in it.
Mm-hmm.
His dad wears a necklace that has a heart that has a place for the key. So when I finally meet the woman of my dreams, my daddy will take off his necklace and will give it to her.
Didn't they say to him at the end, come back next year when you've met a woman or something? Didn't they made some reference to him where they say, come back when you've experienced.
They said something to him like, once he goes to Hollywood, he's going to find out what a girl is like.
Ryan. I like the way they make Ryan out to be the big stud, too. You know, hang around Seacrest.
Hey, guess what? Come on out to Hollywood. Get AIDS with me.
It was more than a little awkward when they wanted to show that the key fit in the heart.
Right.
And how close their heads had to go together. For the
That is so true, Dick.
I agree.
I mean, I'm all for people doing whatever they want to do, but that is a very strange little situation. Odd. Just a little off.
Can't believe that, Buzz. You gave up on that last night.
You know, here's what happens. Some people come on, they can't sing. Some people can. Mostly they can't. And the ones who can't are just the same person over and over again, to me.
Hey, you know, what did you guys think about the one-eyed chick who I didn't think was going to make it?
But oh, yeah.
When she did a little bit of that, mm-hmm. Janis Joplin, come on, come again. That's another one where I went, wow, I didn't see that in previous years.
They had more, it seemed to me, of the real heart-tugging stories, too, this year, which can be okay, but I really didn't think they were going to. I thought that was going to be a bait and switch. I thought they weren't going to put her through.
And you know what that is? That's
it's a double bait and switch.
That's a double bait and switch.
That's exactly what they did.
I thought sure the football player was going to be a good singer.
Oh, you mean the 16-year-old girl? What about you? Hello, my name is Latifah, and I am a linebacker.
Yeah. And the tears. I mean, the real water was.
And her
there.
Hot mom.
Oh,
her mom.
Yes, on oxygen.
Was the guy from Geraldo? Hambone.
Hambone, exactly.
Hambone was there.
Her mom, Hambone.
It was, yes. I think, it's pretty good this year. It's not bad. I want to see a little more violence.
Buzz, I bet you have on your news today, I've not peeked at your script.
Right.
I bet you have somewhere in there American Idol ratings. Tumbling.
Yeah, I have my own approach to it, but it's in there. Yes.
Knew it.
Do you have Daughtry disses Idol?
No, and that's a bogus story anyway.
Yeah, that's what they manufacture. Bogus. I think they manufacture these stories for Fox News.
Right.
I truly do. So that they can have something, they have to have something to promote that's related to Idol when they do the Fox News
tease.
Well,
if you read the, I can't believe we're talking about that douchebag being in Rolling Stone,
mm-hmm.
but if you actually read the interview, and I did read some of it online.
Right.
Out of context,
right.
He does say that. He does say the show is burning out.
Right.
And then he also says, but I wouldn't be here without it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a great stepping stone.
They just take the one bad part.
Coming up tonight, former Idol disses. You know, it's like, okay, all right, you're creative. It's manufactured.
I hear that when they say former Idol dissing. I'm going, oh, great, I'm going to get to see Constantine again.
If you want to see a former Idol dissing, just look at Spamalot with Clay Aiken.
Oh, and that's the one thing that Simon said like we're kids. Simon says, the nerdy guy.
Uh-huh.
When he was leaving, the guy that had the yellow shirt and the red tie on.
Right.
The politician.
Wanted to be governor.
Right. When he was leaving.
Governor of Oklahoma.
Simon Cowell said to him, don't you go Clay Aiken on me. Don't fix your hair up.
Right.
Don't do anything to yourself before we see you in Hollywood.
And don't you think that was a little bait and switch, too?
Yes, I do.
Never thought that guy would go through.
Never thought he would.
No. But you know what I also, the one thing, and here's a constant with American Idol.
It's three-card Monty, isn't it, really?
It's a little bit. I love the fact that Simon Cowell, if it's a piece of ass, you know, 90% chance.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be moderate singers, but if it's a real good piece of ass, he's going to put them through.
And do you or do you not see him, and he makes no bones to hide this, he looks a woman up.
Oh, yeah.
Looks a woman down, sits back, and as Rob indicated, occasionally chews on or sucks his pen.
I think you're definitely the best we've had in this competition. No, and I'll be staying at the Four Seasons. Come and see me.
For God's sakes, we got another whole round of Match Game to get to.
What? Boo!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.